Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM. We're pleased to welcome to the program this morning the nutrition educator with the SNAP Ed program, Healthy Families, Peggy Tim. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I am doing well, and I hope you are.
I sure am.
As always, a pleasure to talk with you, Peggy, and we've got a very important topic today. I want to talk about something that really affects a lot of folks, and that is hypertension, or what most of us call high blood pressure. And I know there's a lot involved with that, so why don't we just get started? Tell me a little bit about what causes it, and we'll go from there, if you will, Peggy.
Okay. Many of us feel that we don't use a whole lot of salt when we're, you know, salting our food, or some people don't even use a salt shaker at the table, but yet they can't seem to control their blood pressure, and they go off to the doctor and get on medication. It's important to remember that there is salt everything. Salt is sodium, and it's in just about everything that we purchase, if you ever take time to look at labels.
Mm-hmm.
Processed food, prepackaged food, foods that we get at restaurants, they use sodium for many reasons. One is to help preserve the food and to enhance the flavor. Some of us may also have a precursor to high blood pressure and other health issues because of heredity. So, you know, that plays a part too. But staying within the guidelines of the recommended allowance for a day's worth of sodium is important.
Mm-hmm.
1,500 milligrams are the newest figures that are being released for people to consume. But most of us, most of the population actually eat double that every single day.
You know, Peggy, I'm one of those people who for a long time, I don't salt my food. I never pick up a salt shaker. And at home, we rarely add it when we're cooking. Mm-hmm. But like you've just stated, that doesn't mean we're not getting too much. And I realize that because, there are times when I eat that packaged food and the processed food. So I could be getting twice as much as I need or more.
Right.
Okay.
And it's very easy to do. If you just go and have a fast food meal,
mm-hmm.
you have probably far exceeded the amount of sodium that we should consume in an entire day.
Oh, great.
If every person in the nation could reduce their intake of sodium to the new recommendations of 1,500 milligrams, we could actually help reduce the high blood pressure totals by about 11 million, and our health care costs related to the high blood pressure by $18 billion a year. That's according to the National Institute of Health. I mean, can you imagine $18 billion a year?
That's enough to get you to sit up and take notice.
Yes. Of course, there are other things that we can do to lower that blood pressure and reduce the likeliness of having it. Some of those things are following a healthy eating plan, eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. There is a diet we'll talk about in a little bit here. It's called the DASH diet. It includes foods that are lower in sodium and salt. Maintaining a healthy weight and losing weight to reach that goal. Being moderately physically active most days of the week. If you are a drinker, trying to cut back and use alcohol in moderation. And becoming a label reader.
Definitely.
Really paying attention to what's on that package.
Peggy, I'm always confused by this, and when I go to the doctor's office, they take my blood pressure, and they'll tell me, and I always say, is that good?
Well, we have two numbers,
mm-hmm.
obviously. The upper number is the systolic number. That's when your heart muscle contracts and pushes the blood out.
Okay.
That number should actually be less than 120.
Okay.
That's a good number. Okay. The bottom number, which is the diastolic number, which is the pressure when the heart is relaxed and refills with blood, that should be less than 80.
Ah, so she was telling me the truth then. It was good. I'm
You have good blood pressure? That's great to hear.
Yeah, I feel good about it now.
Yeah. High blood pressure is dangerous because when it makes your heart work really hard, it hardens the walls of the arteries, and it can cause the brain to hemorrhage or poor kidney function. Uncontrolled, it can lead to heart and kidney disease, stroke, and blindness. And usually there's no symptoms of high blood pressure. you usually find that out at the doctor's office when mm-hmm. they start saying there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do refer to it kind of as the silent killer.
Our guest is Peggy Tim, and we're talking about, how to control high blood pressure, hypertension. So let's go back, Peggy. What can we do to prevent or control the high blood pressure? Let's go through some steps there, if you can.
Okay. We need to become more active.
Right.
I know it's kind of hard sometimes, but if you start out slow and break it up, exercise throughout the day, it makes it a little bit easier. Also, pick activities that are fun for you. I mean, if you hate to ride a bicycle, don't go ride a bicycle.
Oh,
take
yeah.
a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find something that is fun. A reasonable goal is 30 to 60 minutes of moderate physical activity every day. A good example would be raking leaves or gardening, biking, taking a brisk walk.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do it all, like I said, you know, break it up throughout the day. Even those shorter periods are really important. And then you can gradually work up to a longer time. And if you pick something that you like doing, the time goes fast. And if you can do it with a friend, it's even better.
You know, I think, Peggy, if we refer to it more as activity and less as exercise, we all might be more inclined to do it. It seems like that sometimes exercise is that dirty word that we want to deal with.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Maybe we should just call it fun time.
Yeah, fun time, yeah.
We're adults. We need to go out and play,
mm-hmm.
just like the kids.
That's right.
Maintaining a healthy weight and losing weight can make a big difference. Just losing 10 pounds can make a huge difference in your blood pressure. Many find just becoming physically active and watching their portion can help. Realistically, we shouldn't shoot for much more than a half a pound to 2 pounds a week
mm-hmm.
For weight loss if we are going on a diet
right.
to lose weight.
And the one I think we touched on initially, and this is, when we start talking about that salt intake.
Correct. Just reducing that salt, looking at the labels, using more herbs to give flavor, and making your food interesting
mm-hmm.
So that you don't miss that salt. Purchase low-sodium foods and avoid highly processed foods or packaged convenience foods. Learn to cook. make more things at home. Make fewer trips through the drive-through when you eat out, make healthier choices, and add more fruits and vegetables along with baked, broiled, or steamed items.
So that DASH eating plan did not mean dashing through the drive-through.
No. No, it just is simply what it is a really rich in fruits and vegetables, fat-free or low-fat milk and dairy products, whole grains, fish, poultry, beans, seeds, and nuts. Compared to the A typical American diet, the DASH diet plan, contains less salt, sodium, sweets, added sugars, and sugar-containing vegetables, fats, and red meats. We try to avoid those. It's not just this eating plan. It is eating healthy just any time, but I guess we have to put a name to things.
Sure, yeah. You know, Peggy, and this was much easier than I thought it would be. On our back porch in containers, we have herbs. And to go out and just pinch some of those off and put it in your cooking, it's so flavorful, and it's really easy to do. And I prefer it to shaking the salt shaker into stuff, to me.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. And if you can't grow herbs, you can always go to our area farmer's market.
Yep.
Check them out. I know they have a lot of wonderful herbs and fresh fruits and vegetables that are locally grown here, too. It doesn't have to be a difficult thing, and you don't have to stress on how long it's going to take you to cook something. Actually, cooking healthy can be even quicker than driving to the nearest restaurant and ordering something and getting waited on. So just learn some simple. Now, if you learn 4 or 5 simple dishes that you can make, you could save yourself a lot of time and eat a lot healthier.
And you talked about the different things that would be good in this DASH eating plan, like the fruits, the vegetables. How much of each should we have?
Actually, what you'll notice with the DASH eating plan is that you'll consume much more fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
between 8 to 10 servings a day. And we have to keep in mind that a serving usually is a half a cup.
Okay.
So really isn't horrible. And for those people that don't like fruits and vegetables, they might want to try cooking them a little different. If you grill them or steam them, they taste a whole lot different.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, add in the herbs. You want to choose whole grains. and grain products, and you're going to be increasing that to 7 or 8 servings per day. But we have to also remember one slice of bread, a half a cup of cooked cereal, pasta, or rice counts as a serving.
Okay.
So, you know, these numbers sound like, whoa, they're going to have me eating constantly. You also will consume 2 to 3 servings of dairy products. The key there is looking for low-fat or fat-free products. 8 ounces of milk or a cup of yogurt counts as a serving.
Okay.
And when you choose your meats, you want to choose lean meat, skinless poultry, or fish, and have 2 or fewer times a day.
Okay.
With a limit of about 6 ounces per day. And that would look like 2 decks of cards, if you can envision that. You can also include unsalted nuts, beans like pinto beans that mm-hmm. have been cooked without a lot of added salt, and seeds like sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay.
They're a great source of protein. Now we're going to limit the fats. Now, we do need some fat in our diet, but the fats we want to restrict 2 or 3 servings a day. A serving would be a teaspoon of soft margarine or oil. I prefer olive oil whenever you can. A tablespoon of low-fat mayonnaise or salad dressing. So you might eat that big old healthy salad with all those fruits and vegetables in there, and then you dump all that salad dressing on. Remember, we're talking 1 tablespoon.
Sure do.
If you want to use all your fat on your salad, you can go up to about 3 tablespoons.
Oh, okay.
You've got to limit that.
What about the sugars and sweets?
Oh, you know, we need to restrict that, too. You want to do no more than 5 servings per week. And what a serving would include is a tablespoon of sugar, jelly, jams, and also your sweetened beverages.
Ooh, okay.
And of course, like any healthy eating plan, change should be gradual. You can't just expect, I'm going to go on this and I'm going to live on this forever. We do want to make it a life change, not a diet. Adding more fruits and vegetables to your meals, you don't want to do that suddenly. You might find that you have some digestive problems.
Right.
Gradually build them up. You also want to remember the DASH diet is not designed to promote weight loss, but sometimes you do actually benefit because you are cutting out some of the not-so-healthy foods and replacing them with a lot better foods.
Well, and if you do it gradually, it is less daunting. It doesn't seem as intimidating, I guess.
Right.
Our guest is Peggy Tam on Extension Today here at 100.9 WIFM. Peggy is the nutrition educator with SNAP Ed program and Healthy Families, and we're talking about, diet and how to control blood pressure, hypertension. And one of the things I want to ask you about, and I see it a lot of the times, is using salt substitutes. How does that work with your blood pressure, and do you need to check with somebody first? How does that work, Peggy?
Well, you should check with your doctor whenever you have any concerns. But some salt substitutes may still contain potassium chloride, and it may be harmful for those that are taking certain medications. You may want to try to flavor your foods like we talked about, the herbs and the spices. A little lemon zest, lemon zest or lemon or lime juice will give it that zing. Even a little bit of vinegar. People think, that tastes salty, but it's really not salty. It doesn't have sodium.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our condiments do with things like our soy sauces, things like...
I have lots of sodium. Lots.
Right. Yeah. Very high in sodium. Mm-hmm. So learn to use more of the natural things, the lemon and lime zests and juices. You might want to try to use those herbs, like you said, growing them. They're really easy.
Yes.
And they're really great when you can go out and pick them yourself. You're going to become a really great label reader for controlling your blood pressure. And when you buy fresh, frozen, or even canned products, they may say there's no salt in them, and that's great. If you use fresh poultry, fish, and lean meats rather than canned or processed types, like I'm talking, avoid sausage and processed ham and processed bacon, these are really high in sodium.
It's the closest to the original as we can get with pretty much everything, I would guess.
That is wonderful, yes.
Yes.
And when you cook things like your rice and pasta and hot cereal, do it without the salt, even though the package might suggest that you do. It's not going to affect its cooking. You want to cut back on those convenience foods such as frozen dinners and entrees, frozen pizzas, packaged mixes like macaroni and cheese, canned soups and broths, and like we said, condiments. ketchup, steak sauce, barbecue sauce, bottled dressing, very high in sodium. If you have canned foods such as tuna, it's important to rinse them. That can remove some of the sodium. Just rinse them with some cold running water.
That is a new one to me. I had no idea that would help.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
And be careful when you choose to eat out. Some recipes used in restaurants do contain a large amount of sodium that's giving you that flavor. Some meats are even marinated in high sodium concentrates to give it flavor and tenderness. When you're using the label to guide you with your product decisions, think of these examples. Frozen peas may only have 125 milligrams of sodium, while the same amount of canned peas would have 380 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. Wow, big difference.
Remember to check with your doctor and follow his recommendations. If he prescribes medication, take them as they're directed. Don't think that I'm feeling better, I can live without these, or they're too expensive. It's your life you're playing with, so, you know, you want to make sure that you don't have any ill side effects, and if you do have any problems, contact your doctor immediately. If you're interested in finding out more about the DASH program or the DASH plan, you can go online and just under U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, there's all kinds of information. You can actually get some brochures through there. Some of them are free, and I think there might be a minimal cost to some of them. But it's the USDA Health and Human Services.
Can people contact you, Peggy?
Yes, they can. And our number here at the Cooperative Extension is 401-8025.
401-8025. Terrific. Peggy Timm, nutrition educator with the SNAP Ed program, Healthy Families. Thank you so much for talking with us today. My goodness, you've shared a lot of great information and very important information for our health, and I really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Okay, thank you, Danny, and everyone have a nice day.
Thanks, and folks, thank you for listening here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.